This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are jamming with Jason Mefford, where you hear inspiring interviews with some amazing people. Some are famous, some may seem ordinary, and they are all doing extraordinary things to positively change the world. Sometimes it's just you and me having an intimate and authentic conversation about how you can change the world around you and rewrite the story of your life by being more authentic, accepting and loving yourself more, and spreading love to others. Since really, all you need is love. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. We discuss all aspects of self-improvement, growth, and so much more. Great content, insightful advice that's practical and helpful to anyone that listens. You're always eager to come back for more and share with your friends and family, since you learn something in every episode. So sit back and enjoy the easy listening while you feel seen and heard in this informative, authentic, and entertaining podcast. Now, let's roll that beautiful podcast footage.
All right. Well, I think it is time that we talk about time. Yeah, let's talk about time a little bit. So you hear people all the time, and you may be guilty of saying this like I do sometimes, that I'm going to make time for that in a little bit. You know, a week from now, a month from now, next year, I'll make time to do whatever, fill in the blank, right? And there's a lot of things about time that we don't actually understand. And so I thought I'd spend just a few minutes today talking about time. Now, if you're a regular listener, here on the live videos, great. Thank you. If you're with me live, go ahead and put something in the comments so I know you're here and we can talk about it. But also what I've started doing, too, is a lot of these lives I've started actually running as episodes on Jamming with Jason podcast. And that has to do with time as well, okay? Because there's only a certain amount of time in every day. I'm creating lots of content and just realized that, hey, I've got a lot of this really good content that really kind of is good for a podcast. So why am I spending extra time as well to create separate episodes when a lot of these lives that people might not see, I can just run on the podcast as well? So it's a way for me to help manage my time, which is something that we're talking about today, okay? Now, let's start with, because there's a lot of different places where I kind of like to go today on this. And so here we go, okay? The first thing is right now it is about 4:20 in the afternoon in Arizona in the U.S., okay? 4:20 p.m. in the U.S., in Arizona. Okay. So, that means it's 3:20 in Los Angeles. It means it is, if I do my math right, it'd be, 6:20, on the East Coast. And if you're somewhere else in the world right now, while I'm recording this, it's going to be a different time. Right. And so one thing about time is that we know that it is relative. Okay. what's 4:20 to me right now might be a different time to you, right? And so because we live in different places on the world, time ends up having a relative function to it as well, okay? And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more. Maybe we won't. We'll see where we go, right? Because this is live. And I didn't really create any notes or bullet points for this. I'm just kind of talking. And so again, if you're on live with me, put some comments in here. If you've got questions about what I'm talking about, so I can make a shout out to you and we can have more of an interaction kind of thing. Okay. Another thing, well, why am I doing it right now? Why am I doing it 4:20 in the afternoon on a Thursday? Well, that's when I had time for it. Okay. There were other things that I needed to spend my time on today. And honestly, I didn't really feel like doing it until right now. Okay. But because time is relative, right? Those of you that are on with me live right now, you're actually interacting with me live, right? Even though it might be a different time where you're at, as I am speaking, you are listening to it and hearing me at the same time. Okay. But as I said before, time is kind of relative. And so again, if you're watching this video later, if you're listening to it as a podcast later, you're now on a different timeline. Okay, I've recorded this and you're experiencing what I am going through, but on a different timeline. And we're not going to get into all that today, but time is also cyclical, okay? And so, again, we think of time only being linear on this world and in this reality that we have, right? But time is also cyclical. It also goes in circles. It's not just straight, but it goes in circles as well. And so, again, you are, if you're listening to this when it's been recorded later, then you are not on the same linear time frame that I am. You're not listening to it currently, but you are listening to it in another time cycle, okay? And maybe on another video, I'll talk about time cycles a little bit more. But a couple of points that I wanted to make today, because I hear this all the time. So I do various different things for business, right? And one of them is I run an executive program for people who lead internal audit departments at organizations. And so I'm constantly sending out messages to people, you know, trying to introduce myself, see if they'd like to meet with other executives, if they'd like to kind of be in an executive program so I can share with them information about what I have to offer in case it's something that they want. Now, what I hear from a lot of those people, because again, they're busy executives, I understand. A lot of their organizations, you know, they're working overtime, they're stressed out, I get it, right? They have a lot of demands on their time at work, and usually, again, they have family, they have partners, they probably have outside interests that they do, hobbies, other things like that. And so there's a lot of things that are competing for their time. Okay, a lot of things, and if you think about it, a lot of things compete for your time as well, right? But for whatever reason, right now, right, you're sitting here watching this video because you feel like this is probably the best use of your time right now, okay? And for some people, it might not be, and I totally understand, right? I mean, I can kind of see when people are listening and when they drop off, and so you'll see people come on. They'll listen for like 10, 15 seconds, and then they're like, oh, I'm out of here, right? I got something else more important to do than listen to this crazy guy. Okay, fine, right? If you got something more important to do, go do it. If not, hang out with me while I'm talking, okay? But what I usually, like you say, here is people are like, yeah, I'm interested, but, you know, I don't have time for it. I'm really busy right now. I'll make time to talk to you later. And so this last week, I actually had an individual who kind of, you know, gave me that. We were messaging back and forth and kind of said, well, you know, I see that your calendar only goes out. It doesn't go all the way out to January, right? Because, again, we're in November. And on that calendar link that I give people, I give them 45 days, I mean, that's a month and a half, right? A month and a half to find 45 minutes in their schedule when we can talk, which I think is pretty generous, right? You know, because again, if you schedule something 3 months out, you're probably going to forget about it. So anyway, as I was messaging back and forth with this person, I you know, again, was trying to be respectful to the person. And I said, but a lot of times when people do this, I'll ask questions. And sometimes those questions are to trigger them a little bit. Sometimes just to get them out of their shit, right? Because a lot of us have blind spots that we don't notice. So sometimes I'll ask people questions just so they can start to think different. Or, you know, if I see that maybe they're engaging in certain behaviors, because again, after having coached people for a long time, when people say certain things, I can really kind of read into, not just from a coach perspective, but even from an energetic perspective, what's behind what people are saying. And so sometimes I will ask questions to try to get them out of that, especially if it's a negative space. And so again, I was feeling from this person that they're just busy being busy. Okay. And again, I'm not saying that what they're doing is not important, but they have this personality where they just always like to be busy. And they feel like because if they're busy and they can tell people, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. I'm so overworked. You know, oh my gosh, I'm working all this overtime. I'm working on the weekends, right? That for a lot of people is kind of a badge of courage. Like, oh, I must be important. I must be important because I'm really, really busy, right? And so when people act like that, I usually like to ask them some questions, because that's a false belief structure, okay? Just because you're busy doesn't mean you're important, okay? Those two are completely mutually exclusive. And so, you know, just kind of gently, I just asked this person, I said, oh, well, do you think you'll be less busy in January? And of course, their response was, oh, yeah, I'll be much less busy in January. To which, again, I've done this a long time. I know that's bullshit. I know they're going to be just as busy in January as they are right now, because that's their personality. Okay. And I'll tell you a story. I used to work for, when I was in public accounting, one of the partners that I worked for, I'm going to say he this time because it was he, maybe it was a she, but I'm going to use he. Okay. So he was the kind of person that you could hear him walking down the hallway, because he was a fast walker and he was like, he walked with purpose. You could hear his feet on the ground, right? He was always like going with purpose, and he was always, you know, working a lot. He would work a lot of overtime. When I was on engagements where he was the partner, we would work a lot of overtime because that was just kind of who he was. That's what he liked to do. I think he found satisfaction in that same way that I kind of told you, right? That if he's really busy, if he's walking fast, if he's working a bunch of overtime, if he's making the people who work for him work a bunch of overtime, then he must be really important, right? And again, no judgment to him. He was a wonderful, wonderful guy. I loved working with him, right? Sometimes he caused me a little bit of stress, but, you know, whatever, right? And so I remember him telling me, because he started off in public accounting, and then he left and went to work as an executive in an organization, and then he came back to public accounting. And so, you know, again, that normally doesn't happen. Usually when somebody leaves public accounting, they tend to stay in the other organizations and don't come back to public accounting. But he chose to come back. And he was telling me one time, he said, you know, Jason, I was working all these hours in public accounting, and I was blaming, you know, the firm for making me work all these hours, right? And oh my gosh, I'm working all this overtime, and oh, the firm is oppressive or whatever. And so I'm going to go to, you know, private industry so I won't have to work as hard, won't have to work as many hours. And so he left, you know, and he came back, and he said, the reason I came back is when I went to the other organization, I found out I was working just as many hours as I was in public accounting. And I finally realized it wasn't the firm, it was me, right? It was me who was putting all that pressure on himself to work all those extra hours, right? And so again, you know, are you doing that? Are you filling your life, both maybe at work and also in your personal life? Are you filling it up with a bunch of things to keep you busy so you feel important? Or are you actually spending quality time on the things that really matter? Okay. Now, the title of this video is You Can't Make Time. You can't make time. Okay. Because for some reason, there is this false belief that we have that somehow we can make more time. Okay. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's just false. You cannot make more time. In this linear timeline that we are in this world, there's 60 seconds in every minute. There's 60 minutes in every hour. There's 24 hours in every day. There's 7 days in every week. Okay? Time in this world is the great equalizer, right? You might have more money than me. You might have more degrees than me. You might be more popular than me. Okay. But you and I, we have exactly the same amount of time. We each have 24 hours in every day. We each have 168 hours in every week. Okay. That's the limiter, right? So how you choose to spend your time, how I choose to spend my time, right? We have the same amount of resources when it comes to time. So how are you spending your time? And again, having, you know, worked on it myself, worked with other executives over time, how we choose to spend our time is a big deal. And you can be the kind of person that picks up lots of little pebbles, or you can be a person who grabs big rocks at a time. And so that references back to Stephen Covey when he talked about first things first, and he had this analogy with rocks that you had to put in this bucket, okay? And so, you know, that's one thing to talk about with time is how are you using your time, and are you actually using your time for the highest and best use, okay? Because, and I'll tell you, sometimes the highest and best use is not the easiest thing to do. Maybe it's actually, you know, like I said, it's sometimes doing things that maybe we don't get as much satisfaction out of in the short term. So what I mean by that is a lot of times, especially people who like to stay busy, they're the same kind of people who like to have checklists. They like to write out and have to-do lists. They like to check them off. And so a lot of times what people will do is they'll put some simple, easy things on their to-do list, and then they go through and do those, right? Because they get the satisfaction of being able to check them off, okay? And so they feel like they're getting a lot more done, but they're not. They're just checking off a lot of things that don't really matter, or there were things that were kind of quick. And so Brian Tracy told this story, and I think it goes back to a story that Mark Twain wrote about frogs. You know, the idea was, look, if every day you get handed a bucket of frogs and you have to eat this bucket of frogs every day, right? In fact, Brian's book where he kind of talks about this is called Eat That Frog, okay? And so if you're that kind of person, or let's just assume, right, that you have every day somebody hands you a bucket of frogs. You have to eat those frogs every single day. And so most people would take that bucket and they would say, oh, well, I want to start with something that's easy, something that's simple. Maybe I'm going to look down in my bucket of frogs and I'm going to pick the one that looks the juiciest and the nicest, you know, to eat. I don't know, right? And so I'm going to do that. I'm going to do a little bit, and then I'm going to do a little bit, and I'm going to do a little bit. But the whole idea behind the eat that frog idea when it comes to kind of time management is no, that's the wrong approach to take, right? If you have something big that needs to be done, look down at the biggest, ugliest frog that's in there, the nastiest looking thing, and then you take care of it first. Because what'll happen is the rest of the day is so much easier for you if you take care of those big things first. It's also the same thing, right? If you focus on the big things, the big rocks, those are the things that usually give you the most value. And so again, when I'm talking to executives, a lot of times they'll say, oh no, I don't have enough time to take an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours out of my month to do something that actually is helping me, that's actually building me up. The equivalent of kind of sharpening your saw, right? Again, that Stephen Covey talked about. It's if we don't stop to take time to sharpen our saws, to refill our batteries, then eventually what happens is we go kaput, right? Kaput. And our batteries drain, our saw is dull, and then it requires that much more effort for us to do anything, right? And so again, one of those areas where you're looking at time, right, to consider is what are the things that actually build me up? What are the things that edify me, right? Taking time to eat a good meal instead of just eating out of a vending machine, right? Again, you might look at it and say, well, I don't have time to cook a good meal, right? But the energy that you're going to get from that food, the nutrition you're going to get from that food is actually going to make you much more productive than the garbage you're going to get out of a vending machine, okay? Sometimes people say, well, I don't have time to exercise. Okay, well, same thing, right? If you're not taking time to exercise, even just for a few minutes a day, then you don't have as much energy as you normally would. And so actually taking 15 minutes may add a half an hour or an hour to your productivity during the day. Okay. And so again, sometimes it's an oxymoron, right? As we think about that. So a few things about time already, right? Now, what else? What else should we talk about when it comes to time, right? Is, you know, as I told you before, time is an illusion as well, right? And so from a quantum physics perspective, you can't make more time, but you can actually bend time. And I won't get into all of the details here in this video, but I have experienced in this in my life where sometimes it's almost like time is actually suspended. So you get so into whatever you're doing and you get into that that phase of flow, right? Some people call it flow, where amazingly, you know, sitting down and maybe working in a mindful and flow state for an hour, you might be able to accomplish maybe what you normally would have done in 3 hours. And so you get done with the hour, you're like, holy smokes, right? Look at all the stuff that I actually got done. And so that actually does happen as well. But anyway, so you can't make time. Sometimes if you practice it and you are mindful in what you're doing, you can kind of bend time and you can accomplish more than you normally would. But you can't make time, right? You're limited in this space to the time that you have. What you can do is you can take time, right? So you can't make it, but you can take time. So what does taking time look like? It means actually blocking out and making sure that you don't have distractions during certain times, right? You're actually taking time and you're not allowing anything else to get into the way. You're making it kind of a non-negotiable is a term, right? So again, some people are very into, you know, daily exercise. So they've created a non-negotiable. It's on their calendar. Every morning I wake up at 5:30. From 5:30 to 6:30, I exercise. That's non-negotiable. It's on my calendar. I take an hour every day to exercise. That's what it means. You take the time. Because ultimately, here's what I'll tell you, right, is you're creating the world that you want. And a lot of people in this world bitch and moan about, oh my gosh, my life would be so much different if I just had more time. You're never going to have more time, okay? Your life ain't going to be better if you have more time, because you're not going to have more time. but your life can get better if you take time. So again, think about, you know, again, do it, don't do it. I don't care, but here's a little exercise that you could do. For the next day or two, just kind of journal where you spend your time. How much time are you spending on the different activities that you do? And at the end of the day, could you find an extra 15 minutes? Could you find an extra half an hour? Could you find an extra hour to do something that's actually higher value than maybe what you're doing? So, you know, again, I love watching movies. Don't get me wrong. I don't watch very much TV or very much movies now, but I do take time for entertainment in doing that, right? But at the end of the day, let's say I get down and it's like, okay, I have an hour or I have 2 hours before I'm going to go to bed. Well, what am I going to do? What am I going to take that time to do? I could sit down and watch something on television. I could watch a movie, right? And again, but what would be the highest and best use of my time? Maybe I decide that TV and entertainment is the highest and best use of my time. Okay. So let's say that it is. Now, what am I going to spend that time on? Right. I could spend my time watching, the Real Housewives of whatever, right? And hear people argue and complain at each other and the negative energy that's going on there. I could spend 2 hours doing that. And if I do that, how am I going to feel? I'm probably going to feel like the people on TV are, right? I'm going to get in some of those kind of moods. I could watch a documentary where I'm learning something, right? And maybe that's a higher and better use of my time than watching reality TV. Again, everybody's different. You have to make your own decision, okay? Maybe I decide to watch a comedy because I want to laugh for 2 hours, right? Because there's a lot of benefit in laughing, right? It's not only entertainment, but it's actually regenerating for your body as well, right? So maybe that's how I choose to do it. And I take the time to do that. Now, maybe instead I sit down and I say, well, I could watch a movie or I could play my guitar for an hour. Which one am I going to do? Well, some days I choose to play the guitar. Some days I just choose to talk, right, to myself or to others. Or right now I'm taking time, right? Right now I'm taking time out of my schedule to talk to you. Because for me right now, you know, at 4:20 when I started, that was what I chose to do with my time. Because for me, it felt like the highest and best use of my time at that particular point in time. Okay, so again, as you start looking at this and, you know, maybe even keep a little log for yourself, how much time are you spending doing things that really don't matter? And if you're like me, because I've done this several times during my life, I find that a lot of times I'm spending time, I'm taking time on things that really don't matter or things that I don't even really want to do or like to do. Okay. And so I choose to live my life by doing and taking time to do the things that I want to do. Okay. I am not a slave to time. Okay. So I like to do live videos. I don't do them every day. Why? I don't feel like doing them every day. Some days I don't feel like doing them, right? Other days I feel like doing them. And so on those days when I feel like doing them, I get on here and I do them, right? Or maybe there's a better use of my time. Maybe somebody that I love just needs to talk. And so instead of recording a half hour live video, I choose to take 30 minutes, right, to talk to somebody who needs some help. Maybe that's what I choose to do. Maybe I choose to play my guitar for half an hour and say, fuck everybody else. I'm just going to play the guitar, right? I can do that, right? So another thing for you to consider is, you know, again, are you a slave to time? And again, I think most of us are because that's what we're taught to, right? The 8-to-5 grind, you got to spend a certain number of hours at work. And again, these are all paradigms, that are not necessarily true. And so what I'll do is I'll give you an example, right? When I was, again, back when I was working in public accounting, okay, there was this, there's always kind of this badge of courage of I worked so many hours of overtime last year or whatever, right? And so I remember during the busy season, because there's certain times of the year where, at least in public accounting, where I was auditing financial statements, there's a lot of work that has to be done in a short period of time. So it usually means you have to work some overtime. And so I remember, you know, I was working on, I don't know, two or three clients at the same time. And it was one of the busy times where, you know, a normal work week, let's say, is 40 hours. It never was. It was always maybe 50 hours for me in public accounting. But the busy times were like 60, 70, 80 hours worth of week, worth of work. You know, again, so you start doing the math on that. 80 hours of work means that you're at work 16 hours a day, pretty much, okay, during the workday. So, but anyway, so what happened was, you know, again, I had small kids at the time. And so I decided I didn't want to work on Saturday. I wanted to have my Saturday and my Sunday to myself. And so I chose instead to work crazy hours, and I worked 90 hours in 5 days. That's a 9 with a 0 in 5 days. So you can do the math and you can see how little sleep I had that week. So I got ahead. I did a lot of work, a lot more work than my peers did in that time. And so it came to Friday and I'm like, all right, we'll see. I'll see y'all on Monday. No, right? The manager that I had at the time said, oh, no, Jason, there's an expectation. You're going to work on Saturday. And I said, what do you mean I'm going to work on Saturday? Well, it's busy season. You're expected to work on Saturday. That's an expectation. And I said, so the fact that I worked 90 hours this week already and all of you have only worked 60 or 70 hours, that means I still have to come in on Saturday? That doesn't make sense to me, right? But again, I was forced to do that because of who I was working for at the time and the way that manager was. So I was a slave, right, to time a little bit at that point. Other ways that you can be a slave to time, right, is, you know, are there certain times or routines that you have that you feel like can only be done at certain times? Like, what time is lunch? Well, is lunch only from 12 to 1, and so you have to take lunch from 12 to 1? Again, your job may kind of tell you when you have to take it, right? But the nice thing for me now is being, you know, self-employed, a business owner, I don't have to do that, right? And so I'm not a slave to time anymore. If I feel like sleeping in, I sleep in. If I feel like going to bed early, I go to bed early. You know, because unless I have client meetings, my time is really up to me. So if I choose, like today, I chose not to eat breakfast. I had brunch at about 12:30 because I could, right? So anyway, are you a slave to time, right? And there are lots of different ways in which you can actually be a slave to time, right? So what if you started just thinking about time in a different way, right? If you realized that it's not real, that constraints that we're under. So as an example, and this is where I was going to go too, is when I was talking about my example of working all the overtime, there's some people in this world who can do 8 hours worth of work in 4 or 5. So if they can do the same amount of work in 4 or 5 hours that somebody else does in 8 hours, maybe they shouldn't have to work 8 hours. Maybe we should pay them for a full day's worth of work and only require them to work 4 or 5 hours. Novel idea, but I think, again, personally, one of those things that really companies should consider. Because it should be about productivity, not necessarily about time for money, okay? But anyway, that's we won't get into too much of that today. So time. Okay. And what I'll tell you is I kind of wrap up here. And again, for those of you that are listening, if you've got comments, put them in. If you've got questions about what I'm talking about to go on, I've got a few more minutes, but I'll kind of start to wrap up now. There's some great songs about time as well. You know, if I could save time in a bottle, Jim Croce, but we can't. We can't save time in a bottle. Wouldn't that be nice if we could like bottle it up and then use it later? But we can't. In this linear reality that we're in, you only have the 24 hours in every day. And once it's gone, it's gone. You can't get time back, right? So again, you know, as we get older, you understand that much more. The older you get, the more you understand that, because there's certain points in our life when we're like, oh man, I wish I had whatever, right? But you can't get it back and you can't dwell on it. All we can do is focus on this current moment and making sure that we're using our time the best that we can now and going forward, right? And so again, what's the highest and best use of your time? Sometimes the highest and best use of my time is taking a nap, okay? Because sometimes I get hit with some energies and with tiredness. And I know if I go lay down for 15 minutes, sometimes is all it takes. Sometimes it's an hour and a half. I will be much more productive, because the problem is if I continue to try to just push through, I'm not going to be effective. I'm going to make mistakes. And so sometimes the highest and best use of my time is to take a nap, even if it's in the middle of the workday, right? As long as I don't have a scheduled appointment, right? So, you know, some things to think about there, right? You know, as we're going through with time. Now, LinkedIn user, name didn't come through, but says, good thought, Jason. Even though people say work smarter, not harder, some think they have to do crazy work and never find time for themselves. And that's exactly right. You know, that's one of the indoctrinations, one of the beliefs that most of us have. Is, you know, again, we say work smarter, not harder, but we feel like if we're not working hard, then there's something wrong with us, or we don't feel good about ourselves, or, you know, we don't have that feeling of importance because, gee, if I'm not working all the time, then maybe I'm not really that important. And so that's one of the reasons why people just try to be busy, 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 busy all the time, right? Because it gives them a false sense of kind of self-efficacy or of esteem for themselves, right? Or how other people are going to view them or see them as well. Okay. So to wrap up now, what if you start seeing time a little bit different? What if you start taking time instead of saying that someday I'll make time? Because again, someday never comes. It's another great lyric that's out there. I think that one was CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival. Someday never comes, right? Because if we keep putting off and saying, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. Oh, I'll do that next week. Oh, I'll do that a year from now. It just doesn't happen, right? It doesn't happen. That's the same thing. I talk with a lot of people that do like certification exams and things like that, and they're scared about it. And they don't want to do it, and they keep pushing it off. And it's like, so a lot of times I'll ask people, well, where are you at in your journey? Well, I don't know. I haven't started yet. Well, when do you plan to start? Well, I don't know. Maybe next year. Well, why are you waiting a year to start? Well, I'm scared, right? Okay, well, at least now we're starting to get somewhere, right? But saying and pushing things off just means that life is going to pass you by. And I will tell you again, I'm considered middle-aged now, okay? I'm not in the middle of my life. I'm going to live to be a very, very old man. But the longer that one lives, right, the more that you kind of understand how important time really is. Because as we age, there's only so many more holidays that we have to enjoy, right? There's only so many more weeks in our life. There's only so many more vacations that we might actually take. So how are you spending your time? Are you taking your time for the things that really are the most valuable? And what I'll tell you again, there's a lot of scientific research on this, but also anecdotal.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
Finally, sunscreen worthy of your skin. Sol de Janeiro's new Rio Radiance SPF 50 collection, where glowing hydration meets sun protection in a beachy and nostalgic set. Confidently embrace your glow with lightweight 100% mineral SPF body lotion, refreshing SPF body spray, and shimmering SPF body oil. Receive 10% off on your first order on soldejaneiro.com, plus free shipping with the code SPOTIFY10.
Excuse me, I've been talking. That if you talk to somebody just before they die, nobody ever says, you know, I wish I worked more. Nobody says, you know, I they don't say that. They say things like, I wish I spent more time with my kids. I wish I had a better relationship with whoever. I wish I had visited the Great Pyramids, whatever it happens to be, right? Working more is usually not. It's usually things that people feel like they missed out on because they didn't manage or take the time to do what was really important. And I'll tell you, you know, this to kind of wrap up at the end here is, believe me, don't believe me, I don't care, but this is truth. You take time for the things that really matter to you. You take time for the things that really matter to you. So if you're not spending time with your kids don't matter to you. Because if your kids really mattered to you, you would take time to spend with them. And so there's some reason why you're not doing it. No judgment on my part. Hey, when my kids were little, I didn't spend very much time with them too. I would rather be at work a lot of the times, right? Again, judge me if you want to. I think I was the best father that I could be. But that's the reality. And so again, you know, when I talk to people, I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm really busy right now, but I'll get to you in January. No, you won't. Because it's not important to you now. Probably not going to be important to you in January either, right? So start looking at where are you spending your time, and that'll help you to also understand what you're actually valuing and what it is that you actually want. Now, if you look at that and you say, oh my gosh, right? That's not what I want. I don't want to work crazy hours. I don't care about this award or that award. I'd rather spend time with the people that I love. I'd rather, you know, do my hobby of woodworking or playing guitar or whatever it is, right? That's where I would rather spend my time than find a way to start taking time to do that, okay? Because if you don't, I promise you, your life is going to go by in a blink. In a blink. Before you actually realize it, you're going to be 10 years older and you're going to be thinking, what the fuck just happened? Where did the time go? Well, time just keeps on ticking, 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 right? There's another reference for Steve Miller Band, right? Time keeps on ticking, 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 right? Time is going to keep on ticking. Now, again, don't blame time. It's just what is, right? But how can you do things different? What can you do different to use your time better for higher and better uses? And it's okay to say no to things that don't really matter to you. It's okay to set boundaries on your time. You know, when I sit down to have dinner with my partner, our phones are not with us, right? We don't answer the phones. We don't look at texts. We don't do anything for whatever. When we sit down at the table, that's it. If the phone rings, sorry, I'll get back to you, right? I'm in a meeting at the time because that's the thing that's most important right now. Just like right now. Even if my phone were to go off, I don't even know. Oh, it's in my pocket. My phone is in my pocket. But even if my phone rang right now, I'm not going to answer it because I'm talking to you, right? This is what I believe is the highest and best use of my time right now. And again, some of you are going to be saying, oh, Jason, you're just babbling. Yep, I am. I am. But for some of you that are listening, this babbling is going to help you, and it might actually save your life. It might save your relationship, right? Because if you're one of those people that, again, is like, man, you know, I wish I could spend more time with my kids. I wonder why I don't. Well, if that really is important to you, maybe you should spend more time with your partner, with your kids, with whatever, right? Because your life will be different as you start to prioritize and start taking time for the things that you actually value instead of just letting life happen to you, right? Most people let life happen to them and make excuses for why they didn't do what they wanted to do. The people who really live life are the people who take it, take the bull by the horns, grab it by the balls, whatever you want to call it, and actually take time and do things and set the boundaries to have the life, the exact life that they want to have. So, you know, again, which way do you want to be? Do you want to just survive and wake up 10 years, 20 years from now and go, what the hell just happened? Or do you want to actually take time by the hand and actually use it, right, in a way that actually serves you for your highest and best good? Choice is up to you on what you want to do. With that, I'm going to sign off because boundaries, and it's now 5 o'clock my time, so I'm going to shut down and quit working for the day. So have a great rest of your day, wherever you're at, and whatever time you happen to be watching or listening to this in another time cycle and time loop. And I'll see you on the next video.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. The fact that you listened to this entire episode means you got value and others will too. Do me a favor and leave a 5-star review with comments and then share with others. You can also check out all of my videos on my YouTube channel and my website, jasonmefford.com. This podcast is primarily for education and commentary and does not represent professional advice. Views and opinions expressed on this show are that of the individuals and not of their respective organizations.